from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. If you don't play tuba or know a tuba player, you may not know that in the month of December, California hosts 9 tuba Christmas events. The Tuba Christmas at Disney is the biggest, but the one in L.A. is the oldest. That's the one Susan Vallett visited to file this report.
Santa hats, tuba Christmas scarves, and an occasional Christmas tie mingle with giant black cases filled with tubas. This is the registration line for Tuba Christmas LA.
And do you have your music?
I have the booklet. I don't have the rest.
Okay. What do you play?
Tuba.
Excited chatter eventually dissolves into a dissonant warm-up. Tuba Christmas LA turned 37 this year. It's led by Scott Wilkinson.
It's unlike any other instrument. For example, I can't imagine oboe Christmas or flute Christmas. It just wouldn't be the same. There's a mellowness and a majesty to the tuba.
Wilkinson says the first Tuba Christmas was in New York City in 1974, 2 years before California's first Tuba Christmas.
Part of the core reason why Harvey Phillips started Tuba Christmas, because he realized that the tuba is not that popular, that the tuba player in the orchestra typically sits there for measures of rest and finally gets a note. And that's what Tuba Christmas is about, to liberate the soul of the tuba at this time of year.
Merry Tuba Christmas!
More than 100 tubas of all shapes and sizes fill the stage, some draped with glittery garland, and even one wrapped up like a present. Bob Beecher is wearing a Christmas tree hat, green scarf, and red shirt.
It's just fun to get together and play, and the fact that it's a free concert for everybody to come in, the audience gets to sing along, it's just a great, joyous kind of a concert to play.
Beecher's played more than a half dozen tuba Christmases.
When we're all together, it's a kind of a thunderous, wonderful sound. If we get off, it's something else. Kind of like, it sounds like stampeding elephants almost.
You can't miss Linda McLaurin. She's wearing an elf hat with pointy ears. She's a former tuba player who picked up her instrument again 6 months ago.
So it's a really good way to get back in ensemble playing somehow, but not realizing, you know, if I make a mistake, it's not bad because I'm not going to be the only one. But people are here to have fun, and that's what I'm out to do, to have fun.
Tuba Christmas LA coordinator Scott Wilkinson says this year's show is bittersweet given the deadly school shooting in Connecticut.
I've gotten a number of emails from people who have said, I'm so glad you're doing this. I'm going to come because I need to feel something positive, some hope, some happiness in the face of this horrible thing that happened.
Even though we don't have anything else, we have this in common, and it's just an amazing thing to feel like you're part of something big.
Cheryl McMillan is playing in her 34th Tuba Christmas LA. She can't help but smile about a guest appearance by the jolly old elf himself.
And we get to see Santa Claus every year, too. Santa does play the tuba. Nobody knew.
For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett.
Now here's another in our occasional series on people who volunteer in California called The Giving State. Today we meet a technology entrepreneur from Oakland who started a program that teaches tech skills to inner city youth.
UIView controller. It's just the UIView controller class. You do a fine.
My name is Jason Young, and I live here in Oakland near Lake Merritt.
So I moved to Oakland a couple months ago and realized that black men in particular were being, you know, were largely disenfranchised and not participating in a lot of the change that was going on in the city. And so wanted to do something to make a difference and decided to start the Hidden Genius Project.
So who wants to go first?
Don't make us pick somebody.
And the purpose of the project is to teach underserved inner city youth, specifically black men, about software development, design, and entrepreneurial thinking.
Tell us about your app.
So my team and I, we're building an app called Crave No More.
Crave No More.
Yes, and it allows on-the-go people to find food within their immediate location with little time or effort.
They build an app during the summer, but that's just the beginning. We want to actually give them the skill set of an entry-level developer in an accelerated period of time. Remember, keep it to, you know, one short line.
Yes.
And then the problem statement.
All right.
So what's your problem statement?
The problem is that
U.S. school systems aren't doing particularly well, and school systems which serve, you know, kind of inner city black youth are doing a particularly poor job. And this is not to cast blame. It's simply the situation as it is right now. Technology is one of the most accessible fields in terms of being able to get in the door if you have the right skills. But the development of those skills, whether that's the math that goes along with it.
0.7.
9.
9 point.
No.
It's like 3.3.
You know, it's particularly difficult given, you know, as I said, the state of our school systems. It's been a pleasure just to see them grow, you know, see them, you know, come in, work hard every day. They've bonded as a team, and they just have a very positive attitude, and they're picking up new skills every day, which is, you know, an amazing thing to see.
Jason Young was interviewed by our former intern, Liz Reed. You can listen to her profile again and hear other profiles online at californiareport.org/givingstate. That's the California Report for Tuesday, December 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And the California Endowment, health happens in schools. At calendow.org.